Congress is looking at credit card fees again, this time not the ones paid by consumers, but by merchants. New Hampshire Public Radio's John Greenberg has more.
Carolyn Mooney and her son own Hope's One Stop, a convenience store in a small strip mall in Merrimack, New Hampshire. Mooney says many of her customers are having a tough time weathering this recession.
Those people that rush in on Saturday or Sunday morning to get milk, instead of buying a gallon, they tend to buy a half gallon. Everyone is downsizing.
Ditto for beer. The customer who once took home a box of 18 cans now leaves with just a six-pack. The drop in revenue is bad enough, but if the customer pays with plastic, it hurts Mooney even more. She pays a set fee plus a percentage on each sale. But as her average sale amount goes down, the set fee goes up. Her customers' buying habits are squeezing a bottom line that's already under pressure.
On the cost of a $5 purchase item, we lose a dollar of that sale.
According to the New England Convenience Store Association, 20 New Hampshire stores shut down last year. Card fees might not be the owner's biggest headache, but an extra $1,000 or $5 out the door is tough to manage these days. Controlling the cost of plastic is particularly frustrating because the world of card fees makes the Byzantine Empire look like a meeting of the local PTA.
Let me back up for a minute. I need to probably tell you how this industry is structured.
Jacques Breton is vice president of MJM Associates. His business is getting merchants like Carolyn Mooney to sign contracts to process their credit and debit card charges. The single biggest cost to merchants is something called the interchange fee, the percentage tacked on to each sale. 2 decades ago, there were a handful of interchange rates. Today, merchants confront about 200. That percentage changes depending on the sort of plastic the customer uses. One of the most lucrative for the banks and most expensive for the merchants is the rewards card, the ones that offer free air miles and things like that. The money for those rewards comes from the merchants through these interchange fees. And, says Breton, the banks push these cards heavily.
I've seen financial institutions that had a standard credit card, no bells and whistles, turn around and offer to their good customers a rewards card so as to increase the interchange level, make more money.
Right now in Washington, retailers are pressing Congress to limit these fees. The banks and the credit card companies are dead set against any such move. They point to one independent report that shows the average interchange rate has dropped a bit over the past few years. Nessa Fettis, senior counsel for the American Bankers Association, says the card business is extremely competitive, and merchants like Carolyn Mooney should take advantage of that.
There are many service providers out there. Sometimes they can be cheaper, but you should shop around.
Fettis says credit and debit cards are convenient, and merchants should expect to pay their fair share of providing that service. For his part, Breton, who, remember, is in the business of selling this service, has his own strategy to ease the burden on merchants.
At my regular retail establishments that are friends of mine, I pay cash. I give them a check.
The next time you're at the checkout counter, depending on how you feel about the merchant, you might want to ask yourself the quintessential question, paper or plastic? For NPR News, I'm John Greenberg in Concord, New Hampshire.